Welcome to this week's episode of The Higher Self. And on this week's episode, we're going to tackle a subject that for a lot of people has consumed a lot of your energy, and that is the vaccine and what to do about it. Specifically, we're going to cover three points of view. Number one, why you should take it. Yes, I said that. Why you should take it and why you will. Secondly, why you shouldn't take it and why you probably won't. And third, the one thing you absolutely shouldn't do about the vaccine, yet all of you are doing right now. It's important that I set this little disclaimer before I go any further. Anything that I say about the vaccine, quite frankly, doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you say, what you think, and what you feel, because after all, it is your life. What I will tell you is that I'm going to give you a perspective from a spiritual point of view, right? And one that you probably have never heard of before. Because the reality is that 99% of us human beings have been programmed through the matrix to live what I call an external life. And what that means is that we look outside of ourselves for answers that are readily available inside of us. Let me explain. Many of us have emotional issues and problems that we deal with, or quite frankly, that we have yet to deal with. They're deeply rooted in situations that occurred when we were little boys or little girls. As a result, those emotional problems cause us to look somewhere for an answer. And since no one has ever taught us to look within, well, the only other obvious solution is to look without. So I'll give you an example. For a man who was deeply wounded as a little boy. A man that is deeply wounded as a little boy and maybe felt neglected by his parents, maybe was picked as second best and his older brother was picked as the favorite, whatever the case may be. Maybe he didn't get the love that he needed. That little boy will grow up into a man that looks outside of himself to fix the problem that he feels inside. He could turn to alcohol. He could turn to drugs. He could turn to power. He could turn to success. He could turn to competition. He could turn to Ferraris. He could turn to materialism. He could turn to womanizing. He could turn to a lot of things. He could even turn to food, gluttony. Whatever it is he turns to, he is looking outside for something to help him deal with what's happening inside. Same thing with a woman. A woman, maybe as a little girl, went through a situation where she was neglected. Maybe she was abused. And at the deepest core of herself, there's anger. There's unfestered and undealt with emotions that are still there. Well, the woman will go out and will do the same thing. The woman will also look for success. The woman will maybe look for attention, look for approval, will use her body for that, right? Maybe she'll look to become a mother, right? And believe that that's where all of her answers are, right? Maybe she'll look for materialism and, you know, owning the newest purse. Or maybe because of a woman, her true nature is love. Maybe what she'll look for is the one. Maybe she'll constantly be in search of a relationship. Whatever the case may be, I'm trying to show you that these are internal problems, right? That have never been dealt with. And we as human beings tend to look outside for the solution. Well, that's the same thing the vaccine is. The vaccine is simply an external solution that is being provided for an internal problem. And what's the problem? It's your body. It's your health. It's you. Something that you, if you really want to, could take care of, could nurture, could feed, and could heal very well on your own. Well, that's what this show is about. This week, we're going to talk to you about the difference between an internal and an external life and how the vaccine all of a sudden has become a solution to millions of people. And really, give you 2 to 3 different points of view and let you decide whatever it is that you want to do. Now, here's why you probably will take the vaccine. You probably will take the vaccine, and quite frankly, you should take the vaccine when you are deeply, and I say deeply, connected to living an outside life. What I mean by that is maybe we watch TV. Maybe we listen to our friends. Maybe we gather information outside of us. And we take that information, and without ever questioning it, we simply just act on that information. That information could be true. That information could be false. You don't know. It's just information. The reality is that you have yet to connect with yourself at such a deep level where you will grab that information, filter it through a process, maybe meditate on it, maybe sit with it. And the reason why we haven't done that is because the controlling factor that for the most part rules these types of human beings, it's fear. It's fear. Fear has been used by the system for generations upon generations to manipulate a lot of people. And so when deep inside of us is this fear consciousness, right? Particularly in this case, the fear of death. Well, the reality is that we will do anything to avoid that fear. And so the vaccine becomes a very easy solution. Never mind the fact that it could potentially harm you. There's cases of people with brain hemorrhages. I just heard of a case of somebody actually passing away from it. Don't take my word for it. You look it up and you Google it yourself. Search for it yourself. The reality is that we are so used to living a life where we look outside for an answer. Whether it's alcohol or success or drugs or food or whatever. All of these things are outside of ourselves. And yet, all along, the peace and happiness we've always looked for is inside. The answer is all. So you actually should take the vaccine. If that is the way that you live your life. Now, you may not realize that you've been living your life like that, and that's where the awakening happens, right? That's where you tend to go, wait a minute, something's not right here. Like what was just said really resonated with me. Well, then I invite you to begin the journey to higher self. I invite you to get to know yourself at a little bit of a deeper level, okay? The second type of person, the individual who won't take the vaccine, is an individual who, quite frankly, and I don't want to make one right or wrong, right? But I will say this individual most likely, here, I'll put it to you this way, is a little skeptic of external, particularly when it comes to medicines, particularly when it comes to something like a needle, right? That individual goes, you know what? I don't know what is in that needle. I don't know who made it. I don't know what they're trying to put in me. I don't know what the purpose of it is. As a matter of fact, all I know is that this thing will knock me down for a week, 2 weeks, maybe, whatever the case may be. And I'd rather take my chances on the couch for 2 weeks than put something inside of me that I don't want inside of me, right? And I know in this case, there is the concept or the issue of, you know, protecting your fellow human being. I am aware of that. Again, I'm going to tell you something that you may not agree with, but when you really, really get to the depths of who we are as human beings, listen, I hate to break it to you, but all I can do is work on me, and all you can do is work on you, right? And so for the human being who is committed to their health, for the human being who, you know, avoids things like alcohol, avoids high inflammation foods, for the human being who, you know, really makes health a priority, that human being easily, I mean, doesn't need the help of any vaccine or, quite frankly, doesn't need the help of many doctors. That human being becomes their own doctor. And that human being, when you look at many indigenous tribes and many people who are outside of the U.S. and outside of everything that we've got going on, we've got people living into their 90s, 100s, and they're not taking any of this stuff. They're perfectly comfortable with taking care of themselves. So that's the second type of person. Now, there isn't one right or one wrong. And that leads me to the third thing, which is the thing that you absolutely shouldn't do. Because it's the thing that's hurting you the most and you don't realize it. It's fighting. Why are you fighting? Why are you arguing? If you know someone that wants to take the vaccine, crying out loud, let them take the vaccine. It's where they're at in their journey right now. Who knows? Maybe a year from now, they may regret it. Maybe a year from now, it could have saved their life. You don't know that. The one thing I will tell you is let them be and let them take the vaccine. There's nothing wrong with it. It is their life. It is not yours. When you try to force your thoughts and your opinions on other people, what you're really doing without realizing is living through your ego. Because your ego wants to be right, It's what the ego wants. It wants to be right. It wants to be safe. It wants to be heard. I would recommend for all of us as human beings, we can all move past this issue right away if we just let people just be. If you want to take the vaccine, take it. If you don't want to take the vaccine, don't take it. But don't make other people feel bad because of what they're deciding to do or not do. And that includes myself, right? And that's why I've stayed away from this subject as much as I possibly can. So that would be my advice for all of us. You want to take the vaccine, really look into it and think about it and really understand what you're putting in your body. And if you don't want to take the vaccine, well, make sure you're ready. Make sure you're ready to take care of yourself. Make sure you're ready to feed yourself the right kind of foods. Make sure you're ready to do the right things so that you can take care of you and your family. But whatever the case may be, let's stop fighting. Because all we're doing is wasting energy. We're wasting energy that we could have applied towards building businesses, to healing the planet, to helping each other. And instead, we're allowing darkness to win by causing us to fight with each other, which only causes more separation. That, my friends, is this week's episode. I hope that it was insightful. I hope it made you think. I would love to hear your questions, comments, concerns. Comment below whether you're watching this on YouTube or your favorite podcast app on Spotify, please. And if you enjoyed the show, give it a rating and share it with your family and friends. That's how we help share the information that we share. I'll see you next week.